Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Designated terrorist organization. A number of us here served in the military and spent 20 years fighting terrorists like Al-Qaeda and ISIS on the other side of the world. How do you treat Al-Qaeda and ISIS? Do you arrest them and treat them, pat them on the head and say, don't do that again? Or do you end the problem directly by taking a lethal, kinetic approach?
Hey, girl. Jimmy Fallon in the house from Fox Across America.
All right, Jimmy Fallon, when's the last time you heard that Genesis song played on the radio?
The nice thing about the Mark Cox show is it's also a karaoke party, and a lot of people forget that.
I dug that up because I know the White House got mad at the White House because they played a Sabrina Carpenter song under video of illegals being arrested. And I'm like, why didn't they just pull out the Genesis song? That would have been so much better.
I agree. No, listen, man. The problem with this whole administration is Democrats are not, you're supposed to work with it, not against it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're good at pop culture. That's why I'm working on a Tom Holman children's book called Where's Oswaldo? And there's money to be made here.
Yeah, no, I agree with that completely. I'm watching this whole thing blow up, Jimmy, over the boats being blown up. Now, my thought is if you weren't mad when you bombed it originally, and I know some of them aren't happy about that, why do you care more when they bombed it a second time?
That's the funniest thing in the world to me, especially when you think of, like, the humanity of it. So you're supposed to let these guys just sit out there and drown on the boat? Like, it doesn't end good for them. Do they sing Baby Shark till a parent shark shows up and eats them? Like, how does that work exactly? And you know what this is, man. It's the latest performative attempt to create a hysteria that they absolutely don't care about. You know, remember release the Epstein files? That was like the only drumbeat in media 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, they signed all the documents when we just forgot they were doing that. You know, and that's the point. Obama drone struck a wedding. Biden killed a family of 10. The Democrat reaction to that was get them next time, you know. And now we're killing actual narco-terrorists. And they're like, how dare you? And the Democrats should be excited because now that these guys are dead, there's a good chance they'll vote Democrat in the next election.
It's true. It's there's you know, somebody said to me one time when I started doing talk radio a long time ago, you know, one of these days you're going to have to work for a living because every day they lay something new in your lap, Jimmy.
Yeah, they do. But it's like a buffet of stupid. Seriously, I just got back. I was on the road doing stand up. I'm like, wow, so, you know, it's the first week of December. Things will level out a little bit. And I open up my TV, and the Democrats are, you know, human shielding Somali fraud and drug terrorists. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to use the tongs to throw either of these items on my buffet tray, but here we go.
And that's what's crazy about it is the liberals will use any sort of an excuse to try to say, well, this is really why they did that. They're actually oppressed. The fact that Tim Walz was more or less turning a blind eye, it sounds like, to the whole situation with them, what, billions of dollars
a
in Minnesota?
Dollars
and they
in
were
fraud.
Weren't they? Did I hear that they were claiming they had autism or a kid had
they
autism
were treating, yeah,
and they
yeah.
were using that to basically pull all this money that they weren't supposed to have?
Yeah, and what's so insane about it, too, is his defense was, well, we can't be targeting these people because they came here because they were oppressed and they were facing a civil war. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. 40% of the people in Somalia got this money, meaning they didn't even come here. They didn't even, like, do, you know, fight the ground war, for better or for worse, get on a plane or jump on a ship. We're actually just sending the money to them in Somalia, which is bananas. But, I mean, do you really want fraud advice from the guy who told us he was in the Tiananmen Square massacre, and then it turns out he just had a fortune cookie once in 1994.
But he can be a knucklehead sometimes, and he admits that himself, right? You got to have grace for him.
That is my favorite one ever. But it's such a joke, and like, it's very teachable. Like, if you want to be in charge in America, in a state, in a county, in a, you know, heaven forbid, the whole thing, if you just pretend to care about America, because they don't care about these people, you know what I mean? They think this is a political lane, so they'll go to bat, but they don't care. So I'm like, if you're going to pretend to care, at least pretend to care about Americans. We're the ones that are going to vote, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Jimmy Failor, our guest from Fox Across America. You know, I know you were watching the election, special election in Tennessee yesterday. I'm amazed and maybe a little worried that this crazy Afton Bain came as close as she did to getting elected down there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, the thing about it is Nashville voted for the woman who said she hates Nashville. Isn't that funny? Like, when you look at the map of Tennessee, the whole state voted red except downtown Nashville. And what is the insanity of that? Because she's like, yeah, you know, I hate bachelorette parties and country music. Imagine we run for mayor of Vegas and we're like, I hate blackjack and hookers. You know, everybody be like, hey, wait a minute.
And I will say, I lived in Nashville and the bachelorette parties were annoying. But how stupid are you
They're
to say that as a politician?
Yeah, they're a nuisance. I know that. It's like what she was trying to say, it's the way New Yorkers talk about Times Square. We don't love Times Square because, you know, I'm not a big fan of getting pickpocketed. And of course, it's crowded and it's traffic and everything else. But the point is, those statements would be excusable if they didn't also come with the other default left-wing positions of defund the police and abolish ICE. Which are problems. I mean, growing up, you all know this, okay? We all played two games as little kids, cops and robbers and cowboys and Elizabeth Warrens.
Yes.
Okay? And we all knew. We all knew the cops are the good guys. So how have they forgotten that now?
It's pretty amazing to watch. Jimmy Failor, we appreciate you, my friend. We'll be listening later today.
Rock and roll.
All right. We'll see you later. Jimmy Failor there. Coming to the factory Saturday, January 24th. Get your tickets now. Go to 971talk.com/events. We're all going to be there. It's going to be a great time. Coming up, we'll get to Taylor Riggs from the Fox Business Network. Talk more about these children investment accounts. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.